Want to go back in time?
First, you turn the time circuits on.
And turn up your radio with Mike Malone and the KQAK 435. Flashback.
In the early spring of 1983, Corey Hart was a starry-eyed 19-year-old kid from Montreal, recording in a studio near Manchester, England. By late May, approaching his 20th birthday, he finally held in his hands a cassette, which contained the first recordings of 11 original songs that would comprise his First Defense album debut. However, there was one more song to come, track 12, called Sunglasses at Night. It was not yet written, but the idea had already begun a journey through his creative subconscious. With a catchy synthesizer sound and explosive chorus, this song was one of the most memorable hits in the 80s. So why was Corey Hart wearing sunglasses at night? Well, the story goes that when Corey was in the UK, it rained almost every day during those UK recording sessions. Corey had just bought a pair of Ray-Ban sunglasses, but never had the chance to use them. And just like that, the song was born. He wanted to add it to his album on the spot, but they had already spent the full recording budget. But Corey called the label the next morning to plead his case. To their credit and intuition, Aquarius Records, also part of Capitol Records, brilliantly produced the track, highlighting the hip sounds and styles exploding out of the UK music scene during that prolific period in the early 80s. Corey first knew he had a hit on his hands when he landed in Detroit, en route to his first US tour as an opening act for Rick Springfield in June of 1984. He was mobbed at the airport by frenzied fans. The song climbed slowly but steadily up the Billboard charts into the top 10 that summer as Corey crisscrossed the U.S. on a massive radio concert promo tour. While Sunglasses at Night is his best-known song in America, Corey Hart is far from a one-hit wonder, with 9 U.S. Top 40 hits from 1984 to 1990. His biggest chart hit came on his second album when Never Surrender hit number 3 in the U.S. So is Corey Hart sick of his own song? Not a bit. In 2012, he mentioned in an interview that he was in a crowded rental shuttle bus in the Miami airport on his way back up to pick up his car. The radio was blaring China Girl by David Bowie, and as the tune faded out, it segued into the next song. He recognized the intro riff, and he also noticed people tapping their feet to the music. As he glanced over to his 13-year-old daughter, he noticed she too had a big smile on her face. He admits that it's still pretty super cool to hear the song after all these years. So here is Corey Hart wearing his sunglasses at night. It's your KQAK 435 Flashback.